Today's Daf Shavu Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is learned Le'ili Nishmas Dora Bas Rivka Silver Oleh Hashalom. We begin in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, seven lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the second last word on the line, Rabavua. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara, Rabavua Havayasiv, Rabavua was sitting. And we're in the middle of the sugya of when a kohen is allowed to be metame himself. Rabbi Avua was sitting masni. He was teaching beknishta madidasa bekisrin. There are three girsas here in the word madidasa. We'll start off with the Haredim, who has the girsa the way we have it in our Gemara. And the Haredim learns that this word comes from the word midah, a measurement. And as he learns, it was a shul of a large measurement, bekisrin in Caesarea, whereas the Pnei Moshe is goris madarta bekisrin, and that word madarta means bishar ha'ir. This was a shul that was located within the parameters of the gate of the city. The gate was a large edifice that contained within it, in the thickness of the walls, it contained a shul. The Rosh Cirillo learns and has the girsa Mardisa, and he says, Shem Adam Shabana Oyser Basic Nesses. This was the name of the individual who had built that shul. So we will take first the approach of the Haredim, that they were sitting in the learning in Knishta Maridasa Bekisrin. And the Haredim says, Beis Knesses Gedoyla, this is around 7-8 lines from the bottom, V'hoyu Yoishman V'shreinim B'chotzer She'en Gagmal. They were sitting and learning in the courtyard of the shul, where there's no roof overhead that should be an ohel in case there's a mace in the shul. And their minig was, V'heim Hispalul K'vasikin. They used to daven early in the morning to say Kriyat Shema with the Vasikin. Then they would sit and learn. While they were learning, the rest of the people who had not davened with a minyan of Vasikin, they were davening. When the Shliach Tzibur in the middle of Shemayin Esher would come to Ritzei, the Koyre Koyhanim, and they would call out Koyhanim. Then the Kohanim, who were learning when they would hear that they're being called for Birchus Kohanim, they would normally go and duchen, and then after duchening, they would go back to their learning. Continues the Gemara. There was over there in the shul that particular day, there was a mace. Also, Unsun and Siskapim, it came the time of Duchening. The Loy Sholun lay. They didn't ask any Shiloh. They understood that they're allowed to learn when there's a mace there, but they're not allowed to go Duchen when there's a mace there. Says the Haredim, Also, Unsa, Oysa Yom Shahoya Mesa Basic Nessus. Bevoy Ace and Siskapim, Loy Shalun, Mutterly Connus the Basic Nessus, Boil a Mace. Lisa Kapayim, the He Mitzvah say. They didn't ask a shayla, are we allowed to enter the shul where there's a mace there, and now we're in an oel, and we're going to become Tommy, the Kohanim, because of the Mitzvah say of the Nesis Kapayim. El Hoya Oiskim B'Torah V'Leizazim B'Mkaimim. They stayed in the courtyard, they learned Torah, they understood that the Nesis Kapayim is not Doiche Tuma, as we learned in the last year, because Tuma is a Losa Sevasei, and the assay of Nesias Kapayim is not going to be docha, the losos of assay of Tuma. So they didn't ask a question, they continued learning and didn't enter into the shul. Continues the Gemara, Asis unstin the michla, but when it came to time for eating, Vishalunai, then they asked Akasha to Rabbi Avua, should we stop learning, go into the shul to eat, that's where they normally ate, or not? Says the Haredim, also Esa Oichel, Shederach Tamini Chacham Alechel B'chatzi Yoyim. The Gemara Masech Shabbos and Daf Yud tells us that the time of the day when Tamini Chacham eat is the sixth hour of the day at half of at Chatzos. Va'adayin lo hitziu ha-meis. The meis was still in the shul. Vishalua, they asked, Rabavua, imutur lase lohem lotseis mipesach chotzer beisek knesses. Are they allowed to go out of the courtyard of the beisek knesses? And what was their shaila? The misham aser ha-meis lotseis. The meis was going to go out of that door. So they were not eating in the shul. They were eating outside of the courtyard someplace else. But there was only one exit from the courtyard out. And that was the exit where they would take the mace from the shul through that courtyard and then through that one and only exit. The Amrlil, we've learned before, the Asher L'Kohen Lotzes Ad Yotziu HaMace. There's a din midrabanan that it's Asher for a Kohen to go out from an exit where they are going to bring the mace. Va'ola b'daitim du'lai shori. They thought, this was their shaila, perhaps they're allowed to do it. Mishum de'omer de'gemor and tainis daf yod aleph says, ha'shori b'tainis iloi motzi l'tzar nafshe nikra chayta. If a person is not allowed to cause pain to himself, he's called a sinner if he makes a fast on himself, if he's makabal of fast. Oy ulai rosh chaydish, however the charedim says, perhaps it was rosh chaydish, the mitzvah laharbis by besuda. There's a mitzvah to be mar besuda, and they thought that the injunction of the rabbanon not to go out through an exit where the mace will eventually go out of that exit, he'll be taken to kfur out of that exit, the rabbanon were makel that a person should not be shori betainis, or they were makel that he should have a suda on rosh chaydish. This was the shaila that they posed to Rabavua. Omar Loin, back to the Gemara, Omar Loin, so he said to them, on the Nesi'is Kapayim Loi Shiltun Li. When it came to the mitzvah of the Nesi'is Kapayim, you didn't ask me, are you allowed to go into the shul to duchen? Ule Michla Shiltun Li. But you're seeking a heter when it comes to eating to go out through the exit where the mace will eventually go out of. So they saw that the Rebbe was not pleased that they had only asked the Shaila concerning eating and not concerning the mitzvah of duchening. Kivin, the shaman came when they heard this from their Rebbe. Havik chad v'chad, each and every one, shavik garme, he withdrew himself in a state of busha, v'orek, and he fled. And the Charedim says, nishmat v'choizu l'limudoy mizbayish. Embarrassed, he went back and he fled back to his learning, and he understood from the Rebbe that he, just like he was not mafsik his learning to enter the shul to do Nesi'is Kapayim, he should not go out through that one and only exit where the mace will come out of, and he'll have to wait to eat. So learns the Charedim our sugya. So according to the Charedim, they were not learning in the shul where there was a roof that would make an oil for the mace. They become tamei the kohanim. They were learning in the chotzer. However, the Pnei Moshe and others learn that they were in the shul. As the Pnei Moshe says, V'havet tamon misa, which is seven lines from the bottom on the right-hand column, V'lo yotzua tamidim shoyal loim de b'toira. They didn't go out of the shul when they were learning and there was a mace in the shul. V'soivrim shemutr li tamis v'shul tamo toira. Correctly, they understood that for learning, they're allowed to become tamei. V'loy sholon le, continues the Pnei Moshe, you didn't ask me a shaila mutter lahafsik milumet Torah v'lishay som kedei lisa kapeyim. So that you paskin, you're in the shul, it came time for birchas kahanim, and you kept learning. You were not mafsik, because you understood that the only heter is to learn in the shul. But for nesi'is kapayim is not doicha tuma. And for that, you have no heter to stop learning and do the duchening. They came to ask a shaila, should we stop learning in order that we should go to eat? Mipnei shekishe yivsiku, continues the Pnei Moshe on Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, yiechal eser tuma lehem. The minute they stop learning to go to eat, that second, there will be tuma that will come on them because they're in the oil of a mace. V'kos aleihem, and Rav Avuah got angry at them. V'omar b'tchilu b'shul nesi'is kapayim lo yishaltem im lahafsik. There you didn't ask a shal. V'achshav b'shul achila, for eating atem shoylim. U'kishasham uzeh hishmet kolach v'echad es atzmoy Uborach v'yatsa mi'beis haknesses k'dei lechol. So then, when they heard that, they quickly ran out of the shul in order to eat, and they ate quickly because they were now in a state of tumah. So learns the Pnei Moshe this Gemara. Now, according to the pshat of the Haredim, we have learned that their heter was because they thought that was their shaila. They're not allowed to mitzara themselves to fast, or it was Rosh Chodesh. According to the Pnei Moshe, they thought that perhaps they're allowed to stop learning and eat in the shul because this will save them time from their learning. They won't waste time from their learning by eating outside of the shul. But once they saw that Rav Avuah was makbid on their eating in the shul, so they quickly fled out of the shul, because every second that they are there, they're becoming tameh, and they went to eat in another place. These are the two approaches of the Haredim and the Pnei Moshe, how to learn this sugya. Continues the Gemara at the top of Daf Lamed Heyam Na'alef. Om Rabbi Yannai said, Rabbi Yannai, Metame Koyin Lirisus HaMelech. A Koyin can make himself tame in order to see a king. The Pnei Moshe points out that this refers to even a Goyish king, as we're going to learn in a few lines. Mitzvah Lirois Gedoyle Malchus. L'kishetavi Malchus Beis David Yeh Yodeh L'hafish Be Malchus L'malchus. When Mashiach ben David will come, if a person has seen the honor that is given to kings, goyish kings, in this world, he'll be able to compare the awesome honor that will be given to Melech HaMashiach when he comes. The only way he'll be able to see the difference is if he first has experienced seeing a goyish king. So there's a mitzvah derabbanan to see even a goyish king, and a kohen is allowed to be metame for that mitzvah derabbanan. Says the Haredim that the Bavli on the Yud Tes Amid Beis in Brachas tells us that we're not talking about tumah deraisa. He can only be metame, for example, a beis apras, which we'll learn more about on Amid Beis, which is only a tumah derabbanan, or as we've learned before about the ground of Chutz Loretz, which the Rabbanan gave a din of Tumah. When we're speaking about Tumah de Rabbanan, that's when Kohen is allowed to be Matama Liris and Samelech, which is a mitzvah de Rabbanan. And Haredim says that Vaday, that's the Kavan of the Yerushalmi as well, the third line of the Haredim on the right hand column. Because for real Tumah de Raisa, we've learned that even the Siyas Kapayim, which is a mitzvah deraisa, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah, because Ein Aseh Doich Eloisa Vaseh. So Kol Shechen Liris is a melech, the mitzvah derabbanan b'yalmi. So certainly if it's only a mitzvah derabbanan that you're not allowed to become mamish tamav deraisa, l'kolaymer, the shari lotzis, l'chutz loretz, get a hit to li'ol, nami mishum mitzvah tekili. We learned before a person's allowed to go out into chutz loretz, a koyin, even though he's going to become tame with the tumah of Eretz Ha'amin, which is a tumah derabbanan. He's allowed to do it, for example, to be a dayan on Dine Mominis. So even though that mitzvah and others which we learned on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis are mitzvahs de kili, they're light mitzvahs, they're not heavy-duty mitzvahs, but he's allowed to do it because it's only a tumah midrabbanan. So the Haredim says here also the mitzvah that we're dealing with is only a mitzvah de rabbanan, but since the Isser here of tumah in Chutz Loretz or Beis HaPras is only the rabbanan, so on that Rabbi Yane said, Metame Koyin Lirisus HaMelech, he's allowed to do the mitzvah rabbanan, even though he will be transgressing the Isser tumah midrabbanan of Chutz Loretz or Beis HaPras. Continues the Gemara to bring a support for this sheet of Rabbi Yane with an incident that happened. Katsolik Dukli Tunus Malka Lahocha, when this king, Diocletianus, who was a Roman emperor, came up, Lahocha here, which means to Eretz Yisrael, Chamon Reb Chiya Bar Abba, they saw that Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Mifsa, that he was stepping Al Kivrei Ditzur on the graves in Sur, began in order Michamine in order to see him. So the Charedim learns that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba lav Kayin Hava. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was not a Kayin. So why are we bringing this story here? El Yisrael, he was a Yisrael. My Siraya. The Afal gav the Asli Yisrael of Soy Al Kivrois Mishum Loig LaRoish. There's a separate Isra, even if you're not a Kayin, you're not allowed to step on graves because you are Loig LaRoish. You are mocking the pauper. That you're mocking the poor person, the person who is buried in the grave, who can do nothing to defend his honor and respect. You're stepping on his grave. That's Loig LaRosh. And Cheref Oiseu, you are like doing blasphemy to Hashem who created him. Mishum mitzvahs riyas hamelech shor rabbanon. Because of the mitzvah of seeing the king, the rabbanon permitted it. V'hachanami gabi koyin da'asru latzaz l'chutzorets mishum mitzvahs riyas hamelech hitiru. They permitted, that's the comparison to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. That just like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who was a Yisrael, he was also to step on the graves, but it was permitted in order to see a Goyish king. So too, when we have a Kohen who is also to be metame mit Rabbanon in a base of pras or going out to Chutz Laretz, we permit him if he's going to see a king because of the mitzvah mit Rabbanon to see even a Goyish king. And now we're going to learn that mitzvah which we mentioned before. Rav Chiski v'Rav Yirmiya b'shem Rav Yochanan, they said mitzvah liris gedoli malchus l'kishatavi malchus beis David yeh yodeh l'hafrish bein malchus l'malchus, as we explained before. However, this gemara is predicated according to what the Charedim says, that Rav Chiya bar Abba was not a kohen. And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita asks that one daf earlier we have learned beferish that Rav Chiya bar Abba was a kohen, because the Gemara there reports, in the name of his son, Rab Nechumye, that his father, Rab Chiya bar Abba, never went under the archway of Caesarea because there were bones that were buried there, and he was a Kayin, and therefore he didn't go under the archway. It would be an oil. So we see Rab Chiya bar Abba was a Kayin. So it's not like the Charedim who says he was a Yisrael, but he was stepping on the graves. Rather, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita learns that, as we find elsewhere in Shas, that you are going on a grave, over a grave, which there is a tefach in the kever, between the mace and the top of the kever, and that tefach is chotzeis b'pnei ha-mace, it causes a separation, and there's no din oil to the person who is going on top of the grave. He's not tamei from oil. It's only a tumah midrabbanan, not midraisa. And so it's a perfect raya to what Rabbi Yane said. Metame koyin lirisas hamelech. It's only a tumah midrabbanan, which was permitted to, in order to see even a goyish king. So just like that case over there, concerning Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who was a koyin, but it was permitted for him to go over the kvarim because they had a tefach, which was chotzeitz, caused the separation, and it's only a tumah derabbanan, and that's why he was permitted. So too, when we are speaking about a kohen going in a base of pras, or in chutz laretz, which is only a tumah derabbanan, it's permitted if it's for the mitzvah of going to see even a goyish king. Continues the Gemara, ma'u sheyitamei kohen l'chvoit ha'nasi. Is a kohen allowed to be metame himself for the honor of a nasi? A nasi was nifter. The nasi was the head of the Sanhedrin, and it was a position that was instituted in Bayis Sheni. He was the Rabban shel kol Yisrael. As the Charedim explains on Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, we had a suffix if a kohen is allowed to be metame himself for any Talmud Chacham. We had a suffix about a Rebbe. We had different shitas about your own Rebbe. This Gemara apparently is going according to the shita that for a Rebbe, not just a plain Talmud Chacham, but for your Rebbe who brings you L'chai Olam Abba, and we see that he's even greater than your father who just brings you into Olam Hazeh. So if you're allowed to metamit for your father, so the Kohen's allowed to metamit for his Rebbe as well. Now the question is, a Nasi who's the Rabban shall call Yisrael, do we consider him that he is like your Rebbe, and just like your Matamah for your father and for your Rebbe, you'll be Matamah for the Rabban shall call Yisrael, which is the Nasi. So even if you won't be Matamah yourself for a Talmud Chacham, perhaps the Nasi has a din of your Rebbe, and therefore you're allowed to be Matamah yourself. Says the Gemara, Kadomach Rabbi Yud Nasiya, when this is Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who wrote the Mishnah, the redactor of the Mishnah, Kadomach Rabbi Yud Nasiya, when Rabbi Yud Hanasi, Rabbi Yehud Hanasi was Nifter, Achriz Rabbi Yanai Vamar, Rabbi Yanai called out, Vamar means Vamar, and he said, Ein Kohuna Hayoim, there's no Kohuna today. Every Koyan has to be Matame for the Nasi who was Nifter, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So we see that a Kohen is metam himself l'chvoid hanasi. Kadama Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Barberei de Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. When Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, who was the grandson of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, was nifter, Dochav Rabbi Chiya bar Abba l'Rab Zeira, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba pushed Rabbi Zeira, who was a Kohen, beknishta de gufna, in the Beis HaKnesses that was located in a vineyard, the Tziparin in the city of Tzipari, he made him Tomei by force, because Ein Kohuna Hayoim, that every Kohen is Metamei himself for the Nasi. Kad, we're going to go now with the Girsa of the Chredim, Kad Domach Rab Nuhu Roy, Achva de Rab Yudin Nasiya. So not Domchas, but Domach, and not Nuroi, but Reb Nuroi. And not Achse, but Achvo, the Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. So again, Kadomoch, Rabnu Roy, Achva, the Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, when he was Nifter. And the Charedim says that he also, Rabnu Roy, was a Nasi after the death of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, Sholach, Rabbi Chanina, Bas, Rabbi Mona. So Rabbi Chanina sent for Rabbi Mona, who was a Kayan, and he wanted him to be Isaac in the Kvura of the Nasi who had just been Nifter Rav Nuroi. V'loi Salak, he refused to come. Amar Lei, Rav Mona said to Rav Chanina, Im b'chayein ein metamin lohen. If we're not metam ourselves to them when they are alive, kol shechem misasin, certainly in their death. As the Charedim explains, that he was of the opinion that you're not metame yourself for a Rebbe either. And in Mele, there's no difference a Rebbe or a Nasi. And this is a double Kal V'chaymer. If in their lifetime we're not metame to even a Tumah D'Rabbanan, for example, to go into a Beis HaPras, or to go into Chutz Loretz to learn Torah from such a Rebbe, because he's of the opinion, like we had before on Lamed Aleph and Beis in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that im yesh lo me'echa l'ilmud al yatame, if he has some other source to learn from, he's not supposed to be metame, even for a Tumah D'Rabbanan of Chutz Loretz. So certainly be misasan, when it's not to learn Torah from him, it's in his death that if his Rebbe died in Chutz Loretz, he shouldn't go to the Levi in Chutz Loretz, which is a Tumah D'Rabbanan of the earth of Chutz Loretz. And if Tumah D'Rabbanan is not mutter for his Rebbe when he's Nifter in Chutz Loretz, so Kal V'chaymer Tumah D'Araisa, to be Isaac in his actual Kvura, that is certainly prohibited. This was the opinion of Rav Mana, who was a Kayan, who refused to come to be Osek in the Levaya of Rav Nuroi, the brother of Rav Yudin Nesiya. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Nasa, b'misasan, asu oisan k'meis mitzvah. When a Nasi is Nifter, they made him like a meis mitzvah. He disagrees with the svar of Rav Mana. And there's a fascinating charedim here, which we'll learn inside together. It is two lines before it gets wide. Amar Rav Nasa, the Hadinim Chanina, the Shori L'Tamar L'Nasa, Filo Tumah D'Araisa, that it's permitted to be Metame for a Nasi, even Tumah D'Araisa. Why? The Asu Oisoi Kimei Smitzu Da Kol Chayovim. What Rav Chanina said to Rav Mona when he asked him to come to be Isaac in the Levaya of Rav Nuroi, so the halacha is like Rav Chanina, not like Rav Mona, the Koyan, who didn't want to come. The halacha is like Rav Chanina, that you're allowed to be metame even Tumah D'Araisa, because they made him like a meis mitzvah. The osu esek mitzvah da kol chayovin. Vafilu Kohen Gadol metame l'kaivre. Even a Kohen Gadol would be metame for burying a nasi. And so v'chein kasa Rambam per gimel hilchis avol halacha yud dila nasi akol metamen v'oinen in olav dehavi kamei smitza. And v'chein kasa Rabbeinu Nissim b'ksubis behind the time. Why is he considered like a mei smitza? Shekishem. Why is a kohen metame, or even a kohen gadol in a meis mitzvah, because there's no one who is there able to be busy to bring the meis mitzvah to immediate kvura, and therefore even the kohen or the kohen gadol is metame. Kach metame li nasi mipnei shekvoidei meruba ein. As many people who will be busy in his levaya, it's not enough. He deserves even more than that. So for every person who's thinking, every kohen who's thinking, should I be metam or not, you have to consider him like a meis mitzvah, because we need you, and we need even more than you, but we certainly need you. There's no one who's exempt from being metamed to the meis mitzvah. V'choshchein in meis anosir rabbi b'chutzalars v'roitzim l'kavir sham. If he died in chutzalars, they want to bury him there, which is only a tumah de rabbanan. V'amokim korv d'motzi lagil es asibah. It's a close place. He could reach there in time for the levaya. The shori lotzis l'chutzalars d'i tumah de raisa shori koshchein tumah de rabbanan. If we're saying that because of meis mitzvah, even a tumah de raisa is mutter, certainly a tumah de rabbanan. And now, says the Rishonim, a fascinating thing in the name of Rab Chaim HaKoyen. The Kosru HaRav Rabbeinu Nissim Goyin. V'ar Ritva, v'ar Raivit, Perakanayis B'Ksubis. The Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyen Omar. Ilu HaYisi Shom Kishan Nifter Rabbeinu Tam HaYisi Metamaloi. Toysus in Ksubis, Tav Kuf Gimel Amed Beis, the Ramaschal Oysi HaYoyim brings that Rab Chaim Koyen said, if I would have been alive when the Levi of Rabbeinu, the great Rabbeinu Tam, took place, I, even though I'm a Koyen, I would have been Metamatim. Because of my Rikaro Batur, the Beis Yosef, the Marikaro, Rabbi Yosef Karo, and the Tur in Yoredea Simon Shin Ayin Dalid, Divri Amaskel Ve'ezu Meis Mitzvah, says the time and the reason of Rab Chaim Koyen was Mishum de Medame Godel Hador Lenasi. Just like you're metamet to a meis mitzvah for a nasi, he's considered a meis mitzvah, so too the gadol ador. V'chein kosev sefer aguda, v'eskim l'das Reb Chaim. Ha, chatoisvus there in ksubis kosev, shiri docha. He said, no, you cannot be metamet tumah deraisa for a gadol ador. And even for a nasi, the hachab Yerushalmi kimedumaloi, the reason was of the opinion, demari betumas beis hapras, the rabbanan. It's only a tumah derabbanan. V'tamei mishum desamech ha denasi lahad amar leilminei demetamen liris hamelech. We learned the sugi before about being metama to see the king, and we said over there al korach betumas chutz lords or beis apraskamer. The ain riyazu al midrabbanan biyamet. The mitzvah of seeing a king is al midrabbanan. So we learned that it can't be metama tumah deraisa. It's only that it's metama beis apras or chutz lords, which is only a tumah derabbanan. Because a tumah deraisa, even the seis kapayim, which is a mitzvah deraisa, is not doicha tumah deraisa. So riyaz hamelach, which is only derabbanan, is certainly not doicha tumah deraisa. So it's only doicha tumah derabbanan. So the ri who held that a nasi or a gadol ador, you're only metamet tumah derabbanan, he put the two gemoras together. Just like the gemora about metamet koyin liris hamelech is only a tumah derabbanan, so too koyin lechvoid nasi would only be mutter on a tumah derabbanan. But v'agdoilim on the skorim, the other gedoilim, the rishonim, the rabbeinu nissim goyin, and the ritva and the raivit, they help pshitulu the betuma deraisa myri benasi. That a nasi you're allowed to be matam even a tuma deraisa. The hachi hoisa achroz estam ain kuna yoim. It didn't say there's no kuna midrabbanan. They said there's absolutely no kuna. You're allowed to be matam midrabbanan midraisa mashur behedja filo tumas tyra. V'yoi the amar basachi we learned the dach of Rab Chila Rab Zera b'knishta v'timoi. that Reb Chiya pushed Reb Zera into the basic Knesset, and he was metamin with Tumas oil. Mashra Bahajish Dachvoy Vinichlas the basic Knesset, Shahya Mes with basic Knesset, Vinitma Boil. He pushed him in into the shul and he became Tame with Tumas oil, which is a Tuma Deraisa. Ulil Nami Gabi Raboy. But Tuma Deraisa and Mayri Bahajju. When we're learning about Raboy on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, we're also talking about Tuma Deraisa. The Amar Rabbana le Talmidim de Rabbi Yosi. Rabbana said to the Talmidim of Rabbi Yosi, Kivan dinit mesem kikroivim. Since you were metamet to your Rebbe, even though you're kahana, because he's like a korv to you. So lama lo yanaktim anin nis kikroivim. Why didn't you act like an oinen? Shaloi lechel basar shaloi shaloi ayin. Why did you do contradictory things? So we see that the Gemara there by Rabbi is also speaking about a Tumah Deraisa. And he asked him, if you did a Tumah Deraisa to be metamet to your Rebbe, so why at the same time didn't you act like an oinen, not to eat meat and drink wine? So therefore, it comes out, we have a machloikis over here, whether this heter of being metamei for a nasi or for a gadol ador, is that only speaking about a Tumah Derabanan? That's what the Ri holds. However, the other Rishonim hold that Reb Chaim Cohen was ready to be metamei for the Rabbeinu Tam, who was the Gadol Ador, because Gadol Ador has a din like a Nasi, and both the Gadol Ador and a Nasi, you're allowed to be metamei, even a Tuma Deraisa, and our Sugya by Nasi is not speaking just by Chutz Lords or Beis HaPras, which is only a Tuma Derabanan. That was by the Sugya of Rias HaMelech, but by the Sugya of Nasi, who has a din of the Rabban Shall Call Yisrael, or the Gadol Ador, who is the Rabban Shall Call Yisrael, even a Kohen is allowed to be metamei, as Reb Chaim Cohen was ready to be metamei to the Rabbeinu Tam. Continues the Gemara with another Shaila, when a Kohen is allowed to be metamei, Mahu Sheyetamei Kohen Lichvoid Ove Ve'imoi. As the Charedim learns, if someone heard that his father or his mother is coming from Chutz Loretz, is he allowed to go out of Eretz Yisrael to greet them and to accompany them when they're coming into Eretz Yisrael? So the Charedim says to go and live there is certainly that it's usher. And the Charedim makes another point here that the Makshin and the one who's going to give a teretz, no one in the Sugya heard of the Brisa that we learned earlier on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, that to go into Chutz Loretz, a Kohen to go to Chutz Loretz, which is only a Tumah Derabanan, he's allowed to paskin, as we said, Dine Mominus and other such dinim. If he's allowed to go out for such easy mitzvahs, so certainly says the Charedim, the Havadei Kibbut Aveim Mitzvah Gedoylo Mikol Mitzvahs HaTorah. That's from the greatest mitzvahs of the Torah. So why don't we bring that brisa? A kohen is allowed to be metam himself to go to Chutz Loretz, a Tumah Derabanan, for a mitzvah, for example, of being a dayan concerning dinei mamonos. So certainly, if it's lahakbil to give kavod to greet and accompany his parents into Eretz Yisrael, he's certainly allowed to do it if the whole tumah is only midrabanan. But they were not aware of this brisa. So what happened? Rabbi Yasa Shama Da'asas Imei Lebatzra. The Gemara brings an answer from a story that happened to Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Yasa heard that his mother is coming from Chutz Loretz to Boitzra, and the Charedim tells us the third last line on the Amid that Boitzra, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah tells us, is part. It's near Eretz Yisrael, but it's outside of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and it has a din of Chutz Loretz. So he didn't know, is he allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to greet his mother? Asa Shal Rabbi Yochanan. He went to ask a Shal Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'o Lotzes, am I allowed to go out? Amar Leh, Rabbi Yochanan responded. Imipnei Sakonas Trochim Tzei. If there's a danger on the way, and as the Pnei Moshe tells us in the second wide line at the bottom, Imipnei Sakonas Trochim Shehit Shrichalach Shatila Ezer Loibnei Sakona Tzei. So if she needs you as a protection, or as the Charedim learns in the second last line on the Amid, Sha'ata Tzorach Lahasker Balak Shosais Ulalachas Imoim Kedesh Leavoy Olam Listim, if you have to hire armed guardsmen to protect your mother, and you're going to go with them to protect your mother, so there's nothing that's Oyim B'nei Pekuach Nefesh. If Listim are going to come and they'll rob, there's a danger of them killing, so then certainly you're allowed to do it to protect your mother. Then there's no shaila. But if the highway that you're going on is a secure highway where there is no danger, So now you're just asking me a shaila if for kibbut aveim you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, and are you allowed, such as in the case of Rabbi Yassa, who was a kohen, are you allowed to go out and mibetame tumah derabbanan because of the kavod of your mother? Imishim kavod aveim. If it's a plain shaila of kibbut aveim and you become tame, if that's a shaila, not sakana, any your day, I don't know the answer. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, "Oid hitzricha." We still need a resolution to this question. Why? As the Charedim learns, because hashalabim koymoy medis ki aderech patuach. It is a secure highway. There's no danger. It's not because of sakonis nefarshis that I have a shaila. I just have a plain shaila for kibbut aveim. Is a kohen like Rabbi Yassa allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to the Tumah Derabbanan in Chutz Loretz or not? As we turn to the Af Lamed Hey Amid Beis, Itrich Rabbi Yochanan Lave, and the way the girsa of the Charedim is Itrich Rab Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak that we had on Amid Aleph. He was the one who was matrich alei de Rabbi Yochanan. He pressured Rabbi Yochanan to give a psak. As the Charedim tells us, Sheyoyre Lotzeis L'Rabbi Yassa, he should paskin to Rabbi Yassa that he should go out. Sheheker Midvarav, he recognized from Rabbi Yochanan's response, the night to the Shari, that Bamis he held, it was mutter for Rabbi Yassa, who was a Kohen, to go out to be mechabit his mother in Chutz Loretz and bring her into Eretz Yisrael. He was knighted Shari. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give the psak? Raki kasher b'einav she'etzu adam l'chutz loretz. It was difficult for him because of his love of Eretz Yisrael that a Jew should go out to Chutz Loretz. Ulekach hevi atalmud ma'ase zekan l'hoyres chibasim rabbi Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Gemara brings this story to show their great love for Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak pressured Rabbi Yochanan to give a psak, to give a heter. And v'omar, he said, in gomar to lotzeis, if you have decided to go out, tovi b'shalom, you should come in peace. Now, we always know that you're supposed to say to someone, lech l'shalom, not lech b'shalom, because that's what David told of Shalom, lech b'shalom, and he got killed on the way. You're supposed to say lech l'shalom. How here did he say tovi b'shalom? So the answer is that tovi b'shalom, the Meforshim tells us, means that Rabbi Yochanan was saying, you should go and you should return. And if he's telling you that you're going to come back, so then you could use the Lashon of B'Shalom. It's only when you're speaking to the person on a one-way trip going that you should say Lech L'Shalom and not Lech B'Shalom. But if it's a round trip, then you're allowed to say Lech B'Shalom as well. Shama Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar heard what Rav Yochanan had said. Umar V'Omar, and he said, Ein Rishus Gadol Mizu. There's no greater rishus than this, says the Pnei Moshe. Mi kivan shebirchoi ein loch nesins rishus gedolim zu v'loy mipnei shetricha b'dvorim amalekein. So the Pnei Moshe is saying it's not because he was pressured into giving this, but rather he meant it was not a bit of yevet. He meant the l'chatchila that you should go. We shouldn't, the Meforshim explain, we shouldn't think from the words im gomar to lotzeis. And as I really hold, you shouldn't go. But if you have decided that you should go, then I'm telling you tovi b'shalom. No, that Rabbi Yochanan l'chatchila, he only hesitated because of his love for Eretz Yisrael, as the Charedim tells us. But Rabbi Yochanan was saying l'chatchila, fine, go and come back b'shalom. So definitely you have a heter, even though you're a kohen, to be metame tumah derabbanan and Chutz Loretz for the kavod of bringing your mother from Chutz Loretz into Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara with another shaila. When a kohen's allowed to be metame himself, ma'u sheyitame kohen l'chvoit harabim, is a kohen allowed to be metame himself for the honor of the rabbim? Learns the Charedim that this shaila is comparable to the one that we had concerning his father and his mother, that if a rabbim are coming from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael, can the kohen go out to greet them, as we have found in Masechet Bikurim, that the chashuv members of Klal Yisrael used to go out to welcome the people who are coming to bring the Bikurim. And it would seem from the Charedim that this shaila of being mechabe the rabbim is also speaking about where the rabbim are coming to do a mitzvah. We also are only speaking here about a Tumah D'Rabbanan, like going outside of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, the Eretz Amim, the Tumas of Eretz Amim, which is only the Rabbanan, but not a Tumah Mid'Oraisa. The Haredim continues to tell us that we don't find in our Gemara here that the Gemara asks, Mao Shi'itame Koyin L'Chvoid Rabbi, because since we saw from the Psak of Rabbi Yochanan that it was permitted for Rabbi Yasser the Koyin to be Matam himself to go out to Chutz Laretz to be Mekabel and honor his mother, so certainly Rabbi, because we find that the covet of a Rav is greater than the covet of his parents. The Aveda of a rabbi comes before the Aveda of a father. And the Pidyon, if both of them are captured and they're captives, so then to be poded the rabbi comes before being poded the father. So if we permitted the Tumah D'Rabbanan, that a Kohen's alat m'matame for covet of his parents, certainly for rabbi, that we're not clearing. The Gemara never brings it up, and therefore we only have a shala about the covet of a rabbim who are coming from Chutz Laretz to do a mitzvah. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned in a brisa, we're going to answer our shala from a brisa. Hoyu sham shtei drachim. If there were two paths, matimois, that converge together at the destination, two separate paths converge together, achas rechayku taira. One was a long road, but along the whole road it was tar. Va'achas kroivu tmeya, and one was a shorter route, but there was a tumah d'rabbanan, there was a beis hapras, and we're going to go into exactly what beis hapras is in this sugi right here. One was shorter, but it was a tumah of beis hapras. So the halacha is as follows, and there were kohanim there. So which way should the kohanim go? Im hoyu harabim holchim berchayka. If the rabbim were going along the long path, holch berchayka, then the kohen should go with them on the long path. And the Haredim says the Chachamim were not matter him to go in the shorter path because of the concept of Zerizim Magdimim LeMitzvahs. The Rabbim here is going for a mitzvah. As the Haredim tells us, they're going for an inyan of a chasna, or for Pidyon Shvuyim, or Levoyis Hameis, any of these type of mitzvahs. The Kohen is going with the Rabbim. So there's no heter for him to take the shorter route because of his reason, Magdim LeMitzvahs. There he should go with the rabbi. However, what happens if Imlav, the rabbim, is not going on the Derech Rechoika? They are going on the Derech Kroiva, but the Derech Kroiva has a tumah along the way. Hoylech b'kroiva. He goes in the shorter route. Mipnei kvoid rabbim. Because this is an honor for the Rabbim that no one should separate. As the Haredim explains, Shaloi holcho Rabbim b'rchoik el b'kroi, v'hoi l'chimoyen, shekovedu l'Rabbim sheyelchiu b'chnufye, v'lo yiporet odomehem. They should go as a group. No one should separate from them. U'mitzvah l'chabedis Rabbim b'asois mitzvah. If they're going to do a mitzvah, then it is a mitzvah mid Rabbonon to accompany them and to show a greater amount of people that are going, that they're going to do the mitzvah. So we certainly see that he's allowed to be matam himself on a Tumah D'Rabbanan of Beis HaPras in order to give covet of the rabbim who are going to do a mitzvah. So too, in our case here, where they are coming from Chutz Laretz, where it's only a Tumah D'Rabbanan of Chutz Laretz, they're coming to do a mitzvah, so he's a Kohen, is allowed to go to Chutz Laretz and become Tumah D'Rabbanan for the covet of the rabbim who are coming to Eretz Yisrael to do the mitzvah. That is what the Gemara's analogy is from this brisa. So now, says the Gemara, here is my shiloh. Ad kedoin b'tumashal devrayim. Until now, from the brisa, you've only showed me that the kohen's allowed to become tamei mid'rabbanan. Avafila tumashi medivrei Torah. My shaila to you is, would this heter of kavod l'rabim help even for divrei Torah? So now let us see the charedim inside, because he explains the shaila of the Gemara, and by doing that he explains the inyan of beis haprasir. And this charedim is one line before it gets wide. Ad kedoin. Talmud boy, the Gemara has a question. That which we permitted, that for the honor of the Rabbim, the Kohen is allowed to go with them for a Dvar Mitzvah on the way where there's going to be a Tumah de Rabbanan. Ezu Beis HaPras Amru. Which Beis HaPras were you discussing? The Beperik Yudchas Masechta Olois. In Perik Yudchas Mishnah Beis Masechta Olois Shaninu, we have learned Shnei Bati HaPras Tmeim. Both types of Bati Pras are Tomei. Chad Sada Shenechrash Boi Kever. One is a field in which we know that there was an existing grave there and it was plowed over. V'chashu Chachamim La'etzim Kisayra. So there was a grave underground and it was plowed over, and the Chachamim were afraid that there would be a bone the size of a barley. Umetame b'magu b'masa, and a bone the size of a barley is metame by touching or by carrying. Ve'ena metame boil, but is not metame tumas oil if you're together with this barley-sized bone in a oil in a tent, in a structure, the kohen would not become tame. Kedin etzim kesara, as the halach is by etzim kesara, it's only metame touching or carrying magu b'masa. V'chad sada shavid by kever. There's another case where you had a field where there was an existing grave, but we don't know where it is anymore. Umetame gambo oil. And then the halacha is that it's also metame midrabbanan boil. Upirish harasham vatoisus perikamad shabbos the nechrash ikre midrabbanan. When it comes to a kever that was plowed over there, the whole tum is midrabbanan. The midaraisa ain't lachish klal, because midaraisa we say that it's the grave is under the ground and the plow is not going to make any problem. So the whole worry there that maybe there's a etzem kesayra is only a worry midrabbanan. Hilkach, therefore, afilu b'shus hayachid, even if the field turns into rishus hayachid, when is that? Kigoyim biko. Like a valley, b'moisek shamim, in the winter, da'avi rishus hayachid, linyan tumah, that concerning tumah, people don't go there when it's the rainy weather. And therefore, it has a din of rishus hayachid, kidi isasim, as we found over there, mesech ta'aris. So what's the din of rishus hayachid? Safik tumah rishus hayachid is tumah, but here we're speaking about only a tumah d'rabbanan. Because midaraisa, they wouldn't care about this at all, that it was nechrash. They're not worried that there's going to be a bone that's going to be metame magu masa. So suffik toilin betumah derabbanan. So you don't burn it, you can't eat it, but it has a din of suffik tumah midrabbanan. Avol ovad by kever, even though it's a tumah derabbanan, but hein ikrei dvar toira. But the source of that is a dvar toira. Because wherever you go, you might be going on that kever. And let's say there's no tefach that's choytzitz between the mace and the top of the kever, that would be metame midaraisa. And therefore, that tumas, sveika rishus hayachid, if you had that suffix in a rishus hayachid, when the bika is in the rainy season and people don't walk there, so it's a rishus hayachid, sorfin ketumas hatayra. There, that suffix, you're sorf like tumas hatayra. So the Gemara Shaila is, are you only being matir the Koyin to go in the Derech Kroiva, which has a base of pras of the type where its source is only a Tumah Derabbanan, or are you even being matir where the source is a Tumah Deraisa, where Nevad by Kever, we don't know where the Kever is, and any place in the field where you go, the 100 Amis in the parameter of the field that the Rabbanan said has a din of Tumah, but there you're worried about a Tumah deraisa. And in the winter season, in the Meg Shamim, the field will be considered Rishus HaYachid, and a Suffolk would be a Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYachid. Are you being matred that as well for the Kohen to go because of the covet that he's giving to the Rabbim? Says the Gemara, Min mad ma Reb Zeir, from that which Reb Zeir said, Gadalu kavra rabbit, shehu doicha mitzvah beloisas eshrachas, that for a moment we are doche alosas, that's how great the mitzvah derabbanan of giving honor to a rabbim is, hado amra, from there you could say that a filo betumah shehu medvar Torah, even if the source is a tumah of dvar Torah, it would be permitted. Says the Charedim, loisasa lavdafka. We don't mean here mamish a vadai loisasa. El a suffic loisasa shel Torah. It's only a suffic. The ain lefarish loisasa vadai can go in basic forest. If it's a real loisasa to go into a basic forest, they're covered a rabbin mitzvah de rabbanim yamuhi. It's only a mitzvah de rabbanim covered a rabbin. But filo haisa mitzvah Torah, even if you would say to covered a rabbin is a mitzvah of a Torah, loyasi asay to covered a rabbin, vadochi asay, veloisasa shel Torah. Can I'm real little gamin sees kapayim? Just like Nesis Kapayim is not Doich of Tumah Deraisa, Loisev Asay of Tumah, certainly this, which L'chayr is only a Din Derabbanan, covered Derabbanan. And even if you'll say it's a Din Deraisa, Ein Asay of covered Derabbanan, Doich Loisev Asay of the Torah of Tumah. So what we mean over here is that the whole thing is a Suffolk Lav. But not only are you Matir, the first kind of Beis HaPras, of Nechrash Boi, Kever, where it was plowed over, where there's no source of Tumah Midraisa. It's only a Tumah Midrabbanan and your Matr. That when there's a Suffolk. So now we can say that not only that, but even the second type, even the type where Nevad by Kever, it was lost, and you could be dealing with a Deraisa, and Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYachid would be Tameh. So on that Suffolk, I will permit it, even if the source is a Tumah Deraisa, because of the mitzvah of Kavod HaRabim. Continues Gemara. Rabbi Yoina said, in the name of Rabbi Yossi Galilea, B'shem Rabbi Yassi Rabbi Chanina, Ein Shoyl in Hilchas Lefnei Mitas Shomeis. We do not ask Shailas in Halacha in front of the bier of the mace. And not only don't we ask them, we don't answer them as well. And the reason for this is, as the Charedim brings down from Rashi and Brachos Tav Gimel Amud Beis, the Havi Loig L'Rosh, the Pasuk says, Loig L'Rosh Cheref Oiseu, that someone who mocks a pauper, this poor person in the grave, is no longer able to be Osek in Torah. So a person who does that is like saying blasphemy against the maker of this poor person. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, Shol Rabbi Yana, Kumi Arse, the Rabbi Shmuel ben Yoid Sadok. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Shaila of Rabbi Yana in front of the bier of Rabbi Shmuel ben Yoid Sadok, and this was the Shaila, Higdish Oy Lossi Lebedek Abayis. If a person was Magdish an animal as an Oyla, but he said also it should be Lebedek Abayis, so certainly it remains an Oyla that you have to be Makrav on the Mizbech, but the question is, does he have to give the value of the animal also to the Bedek HaBayis? That is the Shaila. And Be'emes, this is found in the Gemara in Zavachim Andaf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. He asked him this Shaila, and the Gemara says, V'hu Magivle. He answered him. And we learned that asking and answering are both prohibited because of Loig L'Rosh in front of the mace. So the Gemara says, I'll give you one of two truths, either name or Kadavarachik. Either we'll say that this question and answer was given more than Dalet Amos away from the mace when there is no Loig L'Rosh. Loig L'Rosh is only within the Dalet Amos. Oy Kadhavan Maskin L'Sidre. Or these two Talmidei Chacham, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai, were outside when the body was brought into the hall, when it was brought into the shul, for the Levaya, for the Hespedim, they were standing outside, and there it is permitted. And the Charedim points out that we don't know the teretz that Rabbi Yanai gave Rabbi Yochanan, but he gave him some answer to his question about the oila for the Bedek HaBayis. Asked the Gemara, Vohar Rabbi Yirmiya Shalom Rabbi Zeira Kumi Arsid Rabbi Shmuel Ben Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the Shalom Rabbi Zeira in front of the beer of Rabbi Shmuel Ben Rabbi Yitzchak. So also the similar thing. Namer will say, he gave him the answer when they were far away, more than Dalet Amos away from the mace. And when they were close, within the four Amos, he did not answer him. In other words, the whole Shaila and Tshuva was given away from the mace, four Amos away. When they were within the four Amos, there was no discussion in halacha in front of the mace because of loyig l'rush. The Charedim points out that when the Gemara said before that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanni were standing outside when the mace was brought into the shul, so he points out she'kein hoyu mechnisim l'chacham gadol l'beis ha'knesses, three lines from the bottom of the Charedim. That was their minig, and it's still a minig ad hayom that the a great Rosh Yeshiva, for example, the Oren is brought into the Beis HaMedrash itself, where he was the Rosh Yeshiva, and that is where the Levaya and the Hespedim take place. Tani, we have learned in a Braisa, Haksofim, the carriers of the beer, Asurin, they are prohibited, Benilas Asandol, from wearing sandals. Shema, Yivsik Sandoli, because perhaps the sandal will break, Shalachimim, from one of them, Venimso, Misakim, and Amitzvah, and it will come out that he will be prevented from doing the mitzvah. And the Achorinim say, number one, that it's only with a sandal, which often it happens that it breaks. It's not with a regular shoe. Also, the Beis Yosef and Yoredeya Simen Shin and Chesif Gimel tells us that it's only then when they had appointed people to be the carriers of the Aron. But today, where everyone is Mishtatev, it doesn't apply. And also, when it says here, v'nimtzo mis'akev min ha-mitzvah, it doesn't just mean him himself, but it means that he will cause others, because he's one of the carriers of the Oren, by him having to stop to fix his sandal, it will prevent the whole procession of the Levaya from continuing. Rab Zeira Shara B'dibur. The Gemara ends off this inyan here with a story concerning Rab Zeira, that he was unable to speak, and he fainted either while he was talking or while he was actually giving a hesped. Osun bayan miskefine. They came and they tried to straighten him up, and they were successful. Vashkechine yani. They saw that he was able to speak. Baruch Hashem, he wasn't nifter. He had just fainted, and they revived him, and he was able to continue to speak. As we continue on, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Alf, Amrulei, they said to him, Ma'uchein, why did you faint? As the Charedim says, Maloch, what happened? How come you fainted? Amar Loin, he responded, Lachein Dasinan, I fainted because of the reason that we came to the Levaya. Al Shem, because of the Pasuk, which states, V'achai Yiten Aliboy. When a person is out at a Levaya, the surviving person should put on his heart, as the Charedim brings down, that he should think about items that are related to the mace. The safed yispedune, the person who gives a hesped will merit that they will give a hesped to him. To cover the person who's Isaac in the kvura, he'll be zoche yikberune, that they will bury him, as we find in Subastaf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and ends off the Charedim. As I was thinking of the terrible tragedy that one day will befall me when I have to leave this world, Nisa Lafti, that is when I fainted. So Rav Ze'era was Mekayim the Inyan of Achai Yitain Eliboy in a very dramatic way, that it made a tremendous roshim on him, and he fainted from just the thought that one day he will unfortunately have to leave this world.